Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chav Vav. We are holding on daf Chav Hey Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Yehuda Stam Roa Apostle. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landrieu, in honor of his wife and children, Alina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely, as well as by Richard Lipchinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, his father, Sidney Lipchinsky, Shalom Ben Avram Mordechai on his yard site, then Sham Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So, today we're going to discuss the following. The Gemara is going to bring the din of a roa and a gabai if we haven't seen that they stole anything. So, what's the halacha in terms of their status as psulei edus or not psulei edus? The Gemara then is going to discuss the comment of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah where he spoke about the difference between sochrei shviyas and osvei shviyas and why they changed the title of those who are psulei edus. What exactly is that all about? What is the halacha difference between those two categories? Gemara is going to tell the stories about people who seem to have been chashura and shavias, and then the Gemara is going to tell us about Shevna and what happened to him in the end. And then the Gemara is going to Namud Beis is going to darshan the pasuk hinei harishoyim yidruchun keshas relating to Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Shevna. So it's going to darshan the pasuk once it darshans the pasuk relating to that thing. To Chizkiyahu and Shevna, it tells us the hemshech of those psukim that in Tehillim Parakid Aleph about what to read into those psukim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about the shmira that's necessary for Torah, and then the Gemara is going to bring another shita about Mesachik Bekuvia and its psuleidus, and then the Gemara is going to bring more people that are pasula edus and who is kashula edus that one might have thought is Pasala Edus. So a lot of different topics today. So let's begin at Amar Avida Stam Roa, four lines from the end of the page. Says Gemara, Amar Avida Stam Roa Pasal Stam Gabai Kosher. That is Stam Roa, that you didn't see that he allowed his animals to go into anybody else's field and take anything. He's Pasala Edus. You assume the worst. A Stam Gabai, someone who's appointed by the king to collect the taxes, that we didn't hear that he took more than he was supposed to take, is Kashala Edus. If we don't know anything, if we assume we don't know anything else, we assume that he's kashal edus, that he hasn't stolen any money. The difference between a roa and a gabai is that the roa has to watch the behemoths to make sure they don't go into other people's fields, and if he doesn't watch them, they go in on their own, even if he doesn't try to do so. And therefore, it's much more common that they're going to be puzzled. This is how the Adrama explains. Whereas a gabai has to do a maisa in order to take something from someone, and therefore, it's the stam. You could assume he just didn't do it. He didn't do anything, and therefore, he didn't steal. So a roa through pure inertia is going to steal. A gabai through pure inertia is not going to steal. Yad Rama says another chiluk is that the gabai does his job among people, and if he would take more than he deserves, people might realize it and people would object to it. But a roa does his job all alone, and where there are no people watching, one is much more prone to cut corners when there's no oversight of the person. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's din. That is Stam Roa is Pasul, Stam Gabai is Kosher. Avud Rabbi Zeira, Avud Gabiusa Tleis Roshanin. Avud Rabbi Zeira used to be a tax collector for 13 years. Kiava Asi Reish Nahara Lamasa, when the chief of the city would come to the town, the governor of the city would come to the town to see how many people, to take a census and see how many people are in the city so they can know how much taxes to impose and to levy upon that city. Kiava Chazi Rabbanan, so when he would see the Rabbanan, Avud Rabbi Zeira would see the Talmidei Chachamim, Amar Lahu, he would say to the Talmidei Chachamim, Leichami bo b'chadorecha, that go and hide, because he would say pretty directly, quoting the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that the Sara year is going to come. We want to make it look like this town is dead, that there's nobody around, so that way he won't impose a heavy tax burden on the city. Kiavachazi inshi demasa, when he saw people who were not Talmidei Chachamim, just regular folks, Amar Reish Nahara Asa Lamasa, he would say, look, the governor's coming to town, Ve'idna Naches Abel from Bra, ubralu from Abba. And now he's going to shech the father in front of his son and the son in front of his father, meaning that he's going to collect a lot of money from you. And that was just the way that he explained it. The Ben Yoyada explains that money is gives a person life and ability to live. And when a person is mefarnis his children, someone who takes his money from him, it's as if he's shechting his children, because that's how he supports his children. And sometimes children are mefarnis their parents, and by taking their money, it's as if they're shechting the father in front of the child. The Yad Ramah explains that, why did he say a different message? The point was the same to both of them, that make yourself scarce, don't be around, and because we need to make it look like there's a smaller population. So why did he express himself differently to the Talmid Chachamim than he did to the other people? So he explains that to Talmid Chachamim, he said beferish to hide, because he didn't have to worry that they were going to be malshin on him and that they were going to tell on him to the governor. But to the rest of the people, he had to be choshesh that there was that maybe someone who was not such a good person will be malshin on him to the sari ear. So he didn't say beferish to hide. He was meramis to them that is shechting a father in front of son, and hopefully they'll understand and they'll know what to do. Others say that Talmid Chachamim are really potter from taxes, the Gemara in Bava Basra says in the first parak, and therefore he told them to hide themselves so that they won't be seen. But the rest of the people, he didn't tell them to hide, because they're really chayiv to pay taxes, medina de malchusa. So he said that the sarir is going to collect from the fathers on the sons, meaning that since the Talmid Chacham are hiding, he's going to take from their relatives for their sake. So you need to be careful. That's how others suggest that the Talmid Chacham are technically potter from the taxes, so he told them to go hide, but everybody else, he can't tell them to go hide. Din malchus adina, they're obligated to pay the taxes. So you could just tell them that the loss of tax revenue from Talmid Chachamim is going to be made up somewhere else. So likely, if your father's a Talmid Chacham, your son's a Talmid Chacham, you're going to end up paying double. So umiganzu kule alma, and everyone would hide so that the sarir would not see them. So kiasi, when the sarir would come to collect the taxes, amalei, the father of Zer would say to him, "Mi mani bai? Who am I supposed to ask for money from? There's nobody here. It's a ghost town." And then when Rabbi Zeru's father died, Amar Lahu, on his deathbed, he told the people of his household, "Shkulu tleisar moed detzayri li besadinai. Take the 13 ma'a that I have wrapped up in an envelope somewhere, and return it to so-and-so, because I collected this money from him and it turned out that I didn't need this money from him." So we wanted that money returned to that person. He accounted for, the point is that he accounted for every dollar, that there wasn't an extra dollar that he ever took for himself. He was impeccably honest. We said initially they would refer to the people as Osve Shviyas, gatherers of Shemitah produce, and then Misha Rabuha and Nasan, they change it to Sochre Shviyas. So my Kamar, what is Rabbi Shimon trying to teach us over here? Amar Vida Hachika Amar, this is what he means. Betchilo you Omrim, Osve Shviyas Ksherin, Vesachrin Psulin. Initially they said people who just gather their fruits during Shemitah for themselves, those are Kasher Le'edos. There's nothing wrong with doing that. You're allowed to eat Peros of Shviyas. Peros of Shemitah is totally mutter to eat. So how are you going to eat it? You take it, gather it in from the field so you can eat it. So initially they said those people are kashal eidos. It's only if you do schor of Peros Shviyas, then you're going to be pasal eidos. What's the chiddush? L'chora, that's a davar pashut. So the Yad Ramah writes that even though they gathered in more than they could technically eat, then they'd be able to eat on their own, and sometimes they would sell the leftovers. Nevertheless, since at the time of the Asifa, it's not clear that they're being osafe in order to sell, so we wouldn't pasul them la'edos, even though sometimes they would be left with a little extra and they would sell the extras. But Sochrei Shviyas, people who purposely l'chadchila went and go and did business with Shemitah produce, those are pasul la'edos. Misha Rabu Mamsiye Ma'osaniyim, from the time that became a common practice that people would give money to aniyim, v'az the aniyim v'asulu maisi, and in exchange for the money, the aniyim would go and gather the peros and bring it to the balabas. So it turns out that the aniyim were doing schoro with the peros shviyas. Chazulam arachazev yachazev psulin. Then they said even people who gather peros during shviyas are pasul. because the aniyim were doing schora by getting paid to go gather this produce for other people, and therefore they're pasul le'edus. Kashba b'nei Rachba. The b'nei Rachba had difficulty with this explanation of Rabbi Shimon's statement about Osvei and Sochrei. Hai misha rabu ha'anasim? Does the phrase misha rabu ha'anasim make any sense? They're not anasim, the people who gave money to the aniyim. Misha rabu ha'tagarin mi bayalei. It should have said when their merchants became too many. Ella b'tchilo yu omrim echadzev echadzev psulin. Now, initially they said both Osvei Shviyus, people who gather produce in order to eat it, and those who do business with Shemitah produce are both pasul le'edus, misha rabu ha'anasim, and then when there became too many people, that would force the Balei Asados to gather the peros. Umayninu, and who are those anasim? They're the Shluchei HaMelech that came to collect Arnona, that came to collect the tax for the king. So they would be ma'anes, the Jewish people, to work in their fields in order that they should have grain for the Arnona of the Melech. So Kidemachris Rabbi Yanai, like Rabbi Yanai said, Pokru Zuru B'Shvius Mishum Arnona, that you need to go and plant during Shemitah for the sake of paying the taxes that the king had set. So since they were allowed to be to work the fields, Chazulomar Osin Ksherin Sochrim Psulin. Then they said, you know what? If you gather produce from the field, you do regular avodah sakarka during Shemitah, you're kashal edus, because it's what you're supposed to do at this point in history because of this gezeras hamelech, that's what we have to do. But if you're doing business with Shemitah produce, that's on you. That you're not allowed to do. Now the Rishonim struggled with the question, how will we matter them to do avodah during Shemitah? It's an issa d'oraisa. For what? For hefsin mamon? Because there's going to be a greater tax levied on them? So we allow them to violate an issa d'oraisa? Since when do we allow an issa d'oraisa for a loss of money? The halacha is to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, hamevazviz alivazviz yosem yichomesh, to avoid an issa d'oraisa? Call mamono, you got to give up everything. So Rashi and Tosa say that Shvius Bismana says Rabana. So the Chum were docha their takana because of the Gzeres HaMelech. So it's all din mit Rabana. The Yad Rama writes that if they didn't pay these taxes, they would confiscate their karka. And lo gozru chachamim b'makom hafsid. Such a major loss, the Chum were not gozer. Tosa also suggests that even if Shemitah was daraisa, they were matir, because if they didn't pay the tax of the kid, the king would throw them in jail, and oftentimes people would die in jail. So it was Safik Pikuach Nefesh. And for Safik Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to violate Nisidar Raisa. So you have to say something along those lines. So now the Gemara brings a Maisa about the heter to work the karka during Shemitah. Rabbi Chia Bar Zanukiv, Rabbi Shimon Yotzadik, Avakazi, Labar Shana Ba'asya. They went to be Ma'arba the Shana in a place called Asya. Pagabu, Resh Lakish ran into them, Itbil Ba'adayu, and he accompanied them. Amar, he said, let me come along with you and let me see how we do this Ibar Hashana thing. Chazilu gavr de kokar of Reish Lakish, a person who was plowing his field. Amar lehen, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, Kohen v'choresh. Seems like this fellow is a Kohen. The Gemara is going to explain what that means later. Seems like he's a Kohen and he's being choresh his field. Be'isser, you need to give a musar. How do you see something like this and not say something? So Amar lo, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon responded, Yacholomar, the guy who's plowing could say, I'm not violating anything. I'm hired to plow this field, and the field belongs to a guy, and therefore it's not an isser of Shemitah at all. Suchazi Lehu Gavra, at a different time they saw another guy, Dava Kasach Bekarmi, that was pruning his vineyard. So Amar Lenri, Shlok said to Rabbi Shimon, Kohen, Vizomer, the guy's a Kohen, and he's being Zomer his Kerem. How do you allow him to have all the Sakarka during Shemitah? You gotta say something. So Amar Lenri, Rabbi Shimon said to Reish Lakish, Yachalomer, well, the guy could have an excuse. He might be able to say that he's not trying to work his Kerem, but Lakal Beis Habad Nitzarech. He needs these branches to work his Beis Habad. So he's just pulling out branches that he's going to be able to use, but he's not actually improving the kerem, and therefore it's not avodah sakarka during Shemitah. So Amar Lahem, so Reish Lakish says, Alev Yodea, Imla Akel, Imla Kalkalos. The heart of this person knows whether his kavana is to be Zomer Eitzim, to be Ma'akal Beis Habad, or is really to violate the halacha. So Hayam Lubresha, of these two episodes, which one happened first? The one with the fellow plowing, or the one with the fellow pruning his vineyard? Ile Ma'akamaisam Lubresha, if you're going to say that it's the one that was plowing was the one that was said first, and that's why he responded that the plowing could be that he was hired by a guy. So Hanani Limragistan and Ibitocho. By the Zomer, they could have said the same answer, right? The conversation didn't have to happen again, because as long as it's a guy's vineyard, then there's no problem. So it must be the vineyard one happened first. And he said, no, he's pulling off these branches because he needs the branches for his Beis Abad, for his olive press, and not because of the improvement to the Kerem. And then when they saw a guy plowing, he said, now what are you going to say for this guy? Right? He's not being Zomer for the sake of any olive press. So he came up with a different reason that he could have argued that he's worth Vahadra Meluach. And they came up with the idea that maybe he's working for a guy. Maishna Kohen, well, why would he say that the person is a Kohen? Mishum de Chashid Yashvius, that Kohanim are Chashud to violate Shemitah. And that's where Yesh Lakish says that it seems that these people are Kohanim that do not observe Shemitah. Where do we find such a thing? Kohanim do not observe Shemitah. Ditanya, we have a Braisa. Sa'a Truma, Shenafel Lemeya Si'in Shal Shvius. If you have one Sa'a of Truma produce that falls into 100 Si'in of Shemitah produce, Tala, the Truma becomes batal in the Per of Shvius, because Truma is batal Be'echer Umeya. But if that same Sa'a of Truma were to fall into Pachas Mikain, to less than 100 Sa'a of Per of Shvius, then the Halach is Yeira Kevu. The Halach is that all of the Perus in the Taroves have to be, have to rot. You can't do anything with them. Vavinba Amayira Kevu. So we ask, in the Brisa, why do they have to rot? After all, Perush Shvius are Mutzbah Achila before the Zman HaBiur. The whole Issur Tarovus is only because there's Truma. So the only thing you have to worry about is everybody would be allowed to eat the Shemitah component of this, right? The Perush Shvius. Only Kohanim are allowed to eat the Truma Shabo. So just give it to a Kohen and let a Kohen have it. Yimachrenu LeKohen, sell it to a Kohen, Bidmei Truma, for the value of the truma, chutz midmeosa sa'a, I mean, for a cheaper price, for the value of what of the market to buy truma produce, which is a cheaper price because the demand is less, since only kohanim who are tahar are eligible to eat truma, chutz midmeosa sa'a. Don't take money from the kohen for that one sa'a of truma that's in the tarovas, because the truma belongs to the kohanim. V'amar Rebchia mishmedula zosameres nachshu kohanim ashvius. So Rebchia says, in the name of Ula, why don't we do that? Because you see from here, the kohanim are chashu and shvius. We're afraid that they're not going to observe Hilcha Shvius properly, and they're going to leave these peros over after the Zman Biur, and therefore we just have to let it rot. We cannot trust it in the hands of a Kohen, and that's why it's Yira Kevu, that's why we just have to let it rot. So the Gemara now quotes the rest of the Maisa when Reish Lakish was walking together with Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon. So Amru, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon said to each other, Trodeh Hudein, this guy is so annoying. Every time we meet somebody else, he's telling us how we have to give Musar to them. When they got to the place where they were going to be Ma'arba the Shana, Slikul Igra, the Izamarayim went to the Aliyah, they went to the attic, Shalful the Dagmi Tusei, and they took the ladder upstairs so that Reish Lakish won't be able to follow them because they had enough of Reish Lakish. So Asal Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, so Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, B'nei Ad Machshudin Al Shvius, K'sherin La'arba Shana, he says, I don't get it. How could Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Shimon, who are be kashal to be ma'abr the shana, they're protecting people who are kashal and shviyas. They're protecting all these criminals. How can these people be trusted to be ma'abr the shana? So Hadar Amar, after Reish Lakish asked this question, he then said, look, kashali, you know what? I'm not so bothered by the kasha that they're kashal to be ma'abr the shana. After all, midadava shlosha roi bakar. Just like we find that the chum were ma'abr the shana based on the say so of shlosha roi bakar, right? We had that back on Daf Yud Ches, that the Chum heard Shlosha Roi Bakar, that gave Simanim if the Shana needs to be Misaber or not, and then they were Bezin was Ma'aber the Shana. So the Gemara over there says they weren't really Somech on the Simanim of the Shlosha Roi Bakar, they were Somech on their own Cheshbonos, but they realized that the Shlosha Roi Bakar had said something that was correct. But the point is, he's saying, okay, you could be an apostle and nevertheless be Ma'aber the Shana. Rabbanan and the Rabbanan that were Ma'aber the Shana were not Cheshbonai Somech. They were Samech on their own cheshbon. So to over here, people are chashal shviyas could be ma'abr the shana, because we're not really Samech on what they're saying. We're Samech on our own cheshbon. V'hadar Amar, and then afterwards Reish Lakish says, "Lo dami, wait, we can't compare the Shlosh Rei Bakar to the people of Chashal Shvius." Meaning he's having this back and forth in his own, he's having conversation with himself. First he's saying, "I don't understand, how can we allow this?" Then he's saying, "Ah, okay, I can see how we allow it, like Shlosh Rei Bakar." Then he says, "No, Shlosh Rei Bakar, really a good comparison. Hasam Hadar Im Rabban Vibrulu Shata." Over there by the Rei Bakar, after they heard what the Rei Bakar had to say, the Chum got together, and they themselves determined that you have to remember the Shana. But over here by these Amoraim that are Chashan Shvius, and they are the Beis Din that's being Ma'abar the Shana, how can they count toward the Beis Din? Kesher Rishayim, the Kesher Rishayim made him in a minion. It's a, even if there are other members of the Beis Din, part of this Beis Din is Rishayim, and they shouldn't count toward the minion. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Da'aka. Rabbi Yochanan says, stop it. You know, the fact that you're calling them Rishayim, you've gone too far. Meaning, his own mind, what did they do? They came up with a good reason why the people who were doing Avodah and the Karka during Shemitah may have been doing it. That's what they did. And in Reish Lakish's mind, it built and built and built. Right, first that you're not doing the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach, and then that you're like Roei Bakar, and then that it's a Kesher Rishayim. It just kept getting worse and worse and magnified in Reish Lakish's mind. So Kiyasul Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon saw Rabbi Yochanan, Amrulei, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Karilan Roei Bakar v'lomer levelo midi. Reish Lakish says in front of you, he calls us Roei Bakar, and you don't say anything. He's mevaza us like that, and you just let him get away with it. It's only when he calls us Rishayim you said Da'aka, but Roei Bakar, that was okay. So Amruluhu v'ikariluhu Roei Tzon mayamin alei. He said, if he would have called you Roei Tzon, who cares? Meaning you have to let these things slide. Sometimes people will call you names, and sometimes I think, like when someone criticizes me, I think if they only knew all of my weaknesses, they would know there's much worse to criticize me about. You know, so okay. So they say something that may or may not be true, but there are a lot of other things that are true that are much, much worse. So okay. So if he would have called you a Roei Tzon, so would that be so terrible? So my Kesher Rishayim, what does he mean when he says Kesher Rishayim? How do I know Kesher Rishayim is not considered an aguda? It's not considered a unit. It's not considered to be a grouping, because Shevna, who was the one who was in charge of the house of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Havadarsh B'tleis Ravasa, he would darshan in front of 130,000 people who would come to his shir, to hear his drasha. Chizkiyahu Havadarsh B'chatzri Ravasa. Chizkiyahu had a smaller crowd. He only had 110,000 people listen to his shir. Like you hear these numbers and you think, like, in human history, do we ever? But Stefanski is close to that, right? And Shirley Bornstein, probably, right? So they darshan 130,000, 110,000. So kiyasa sancheir v'tzara la. When sancheir came, the sancheir melech Asher came to besiege Yerushalayim. Kasav shevna pitka. Shevna wrote a note, shada begira, and he sent it with an arrow to the other side of the wall towards Sancheiriv. Shevna v'siyata v'shlima, chizkiya v'siyata l'shlima. And the note said that Shevna and his followers are ready to make shalom with Sancheiriv, and we're ready to work for you if we have to, and chizkiya and his followers are not willing to make shalom. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Yud Aleph, kineir ha'shom yidruchun keshas konru chitzam al yeser, it says liros b'mo'of el yishrei lev, that Shevna through the keshas sent this letter on the arrow in order to kill through his lashon hara the Chizkiya who is and Yishayahu who are referred to as the Yishrei Lev. So after Shevna sent this letter, have a kamistif Chizkiya was afraid. Amar, he said, well, if Shevna is the rove, dilma chas v'sholom nati daiti dekuchu bruchu basaruba. We know that acharav nahatos. Maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu is paskening like the rove over here. Kiven deruba mimsri inunami mimsri. And since most of the people want to give themselves over to Sancheiriv, the Chizkiyahu and his people that are with him are the miut, and they also maybe have to give themselves over to Sancheiriv. But Navi Varmalo, the Navi Yishayahu came and told him, and this is a pasuk in Yishayahu Parches, Lo somrun kesher lekol asher yomer ha'amazeh kesher. Chizkiyahu should not worry about Shevna because and his grouping and his followers, because they think they're such a big number, they're not considered a rove. Kolomar kesher rishayim, kesher rishayim in a minimin. It's kesher rishayim, so they don't count. They don't get cheshbind into the rove. You only get cheshbind into the rove if you're entitled to an opinion, right? Meaning even if you're following rove deos, you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin to follow rove deos in the Sanhedrin. You don't just say every fool or every rasha gets a vote. So if a person doesn't get a vote, then he doesn't count toward the number. So the Gemara darshins These darshan's psukim on this maisa with Shevna and what happened to Shevna. Halach lachzul kever b'kivrei beis David. Shevna went and dug himself a kever in the kivrei beis David because he was saying that he was going to rebel against Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and he belonged in the kivrei melachim. But Navi va'amarlo, the Navi came and said to him, Malachapo umilachapo, what are you doing over here? Who among your family is buried here? Ki chachzavta l'chapo kever, that you came to dig a kever. The Navi said, and you know what your punishment's going to be? Hine Hashem taltelecha taltela gaver. Hashem is going to slap you around, which is going to be very difficult for you. So I'm a Rav, tiltula de gaver kashim de itza. Rav says the fact that he tells him he's going to have the tiltul of a gever and not the tiltul of an isha is because it's more difficult for a man to schlep around than it is for a woman, and that therefore the Navi says it's going to be like a man schleps around, not like a woman. The Radak in Yeshayahu explains that a woman will find more people to have Rachmanos on her. A man won't. So the Navi says you're going to go from Makom to Makom, and no one's going to have any Rachmanos on you. A woman goes from Makom to Makom, someone's going to have Rachmanos on her. So that's the punishment. Va'otcha ato, the Hemshecha of the Pasuk, is Hashem is going to be is going to fly you like a bird into Galus. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that it's a lashon of poreach because he developed tzara'as. Ksiv hacha, pasuk says over here va'udcha ato uksiv hasam. Parshas Metzora says val safam ya'ate. So we see gzereshava that Shevna became a Metzora. Tzanof yitznafcha tznefa kadur. So that you're going to be surrounded. Hashem is going to surround you with armies that like a row around you. El eretz rachvas yadayim. So the Gemara darshan the pasuk tana who bikesh klon beis adonav lefichach nerpach kvodo leklon, that he wanted to be mevaza the beis adonav, his master's house. So that's going to turn against him, and whatever he wants to do is going to turn to a busha. At the time that Shevna and everyone went that was with him went left the city to make shalom with Sancheiriv. So Kevinafaki who when Shevna left from the city, Asa Gavriel Achtel Dasha Bape Misharyase. Gavriel came and he closed the door as soon as Shevna left in the face of all the people who were following him. So none of them came out. So Shevna was going with 130,000 people. He's going to show Sancheiriv we're making shalom with you, and Shevna's all alone, and everyone else was locked in the city. So Amalei, so the people of Sancheiriv asked Shevna, Mishyoscha Hecha, where's your, you know, you sent a note that you got 130,000 followers that are ready to make shalom with us. Samar Hadrubi, he said they must have changed their mind and they got cold feet. Samulai says, the Anshei Sancheiriv said to Shevna, Im Kain, Achucha Kamachayekspan, it seems that you're making a mockery of us. Nikvu Ba'kevav, they poked holes in his heels, Vitalu Bezinve Suseyam, and they tied the tails of their horses through those holes in his feet. And they had the horses run over thorns and thistles, a terribly, terribly painful and gruesome type of punishment. The Ein Elio explains that Shevna wanted to be a king and to ride on a horse. Kederach Hamalachim, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mida Kenegan Mida tied him to the tail of a horse, and he was Lezana Velo LeRosh. He wanted to be the Rosh, and he instead became the Zanav on the horse. Amar Rav Elazar, Shevna Bal Hana'ah Haya. He was always interested in looking for more material pleasures. Ksiv Hacha, the pasuk says, that they should go to Shevna Soken uksiv hasam, and it says by David HaMelech that in his later years when he couldn't warm himself up, so they brought Avishak HaShunamis to warm him up, usihilo sochenes, she would warm him, and that's how we got Hana'a. So we see Sochen is a lashon of Hana'a, and that's how we know Shevna was a Bal Hana'a. Continuing in the Pesukim in Tehillim Perek Yud Aleph, we dashed a little bit of it. Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina disagree as to what this pasuk means. Chad Amar, Ilu Chizkiya v'Siyatu Ne'arasim, if Chizkiya and his followers would have been killed, Tzadik Ma'pa'al, Hashem was a Tzadik, what schar would he pay for Tzadikim? The Chad Amar, and the other one says, the pasuk is darshan the following. Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yaharis, if Sancheiriv would have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash through the Eitz of Shevna, Tzadik Ma'pa'al, Hashem is a Tzadik, who is the Tzadik, where would his Nefla'os be? Ula Amar, and Ula says, no, it means Ilu Machshavosef Shal Oso Rasha Eino Narosos. If the Machshavos of Shevna, who wanted to kill Chizkiah, would not have been foiled, then Tzadik Mapal. Chizkiah, who's the Tzadik Mapal? What's his schar? Meaning the Tzadik in that understanding, Nula's understanding, is Chizkiah. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we have three interpretations of Hashasos Yeharesun. What are these Shasos? Either it means Chizkiah and his people, it means the Beis HaMikdash, or it means the Machshavos HaRaos of Shevna. So the Gemara explains, how does it mean all of those things? So Bishlam, Mandyamrin, Machshavos HaShlos HaRosh HaYinu Dixiv, Ki HaShasos Yehareisun. I understand, according to Ula, that he darshans, that it's about the Machshavos HaRaos of Shevna, because Machshavos are called Shasos, because a person is Shas V'nos and Belibo. The Mandyamrin, Beis HaMikdash, according to that, which it says, Beis HaMikdash Nami, that also makes sense, the Lashon of Shasos, because the place of the Beis HaMikdash is Hushsas and his Yased. It's established firmly in that place. The Tanan Evan Oysasham, because the pasuk says that there was an Evan underneath the Aron, most Neviim Arishonim, from the days of David and Shmuel and Shlomo, Ushsiya Haisa Nikres. It was called the Evan Shesia. So you see that that's the foundation of the world. El Leman Diyamar Chizke V'Siyato. But if you say Shoses refers to Chizke V'Siyato, Hechash Khan Tzadiki Dikri Shasos. Where do we ever find tzaddikim are called shasos? Where is that alluded to in the pasuk? So the Gemara brings psukim that tell us that tzaddikim taka are called shasos. The pasuk says by tefilas chana ki Hashem mutzuke eretz vayoshes aleihem tevel, that Hashem has tzaddikim that are the foundations of the world, and Hashem is miyaseh the entire world on these tzaddikim. So you see that tzaddikim are called shasos. V'ibay sev mehacha, or it could be from the following pasuk in Yeshayahu, hifli etza higdil Tushia, that we darshan that Hashem is Magdil the Torah and the Lomdei Torah, who are called the Tushia. And it could be that the pasuk means Ki Hashos Tziyaresun, that it's a remes to Chizkio V'Siyato, who are the Tzadikim, who are the Lomdei Torah. Amar Rav Chanan, Lomdei Nikra Shema Tushia. Why is the Torah called the Tushia? Mipnei Shi Mateshes Kol Choshel Adam. It's called Tushia because it has the capacity to weaken a person from their strength. The Torah Chaim explains it doesn't mean that through Amala Torah, a person physically becomes weaker, because Chotvei Eitzim, Chotvei Avanim, other Bali Malachos that are busy with work, that work a lot harder than Mele Shel Torah, and that's not called Toshia, even though they're very exhausted at the end of the day. It means that Kachi Darka Shel Torah, that generally it's people of weak constitution who dedicate themselves fully to Torah, in order that the Koach of the Neshama will overpower, meaning there is this idea in Machshava, that there's a balance between the physical and the spiritual, and the more of a spiritual being you are, the less of a physical being a person is. So the more there's an emphasis on the ruchnius, so the gashmius or the physicality of the person is going to be a little weaker. So it's just the teva hadvarim, that when a person is fully committed to Talmud Torah, that he's going to be a person of weaker physical constitution. So it's called it's mateshes kol chasholot davarach. Another explanation, Tushia, Shenitna b'chashoi mipnei ha-satan, that the Torah was given b'tzina because the satan otherwise would have been mekatreg. Davar acher, another explanation, Tushia, that it's Tushia dvarim shel tohu, that the Torah is just dibur, it's just words. It's nothing that you can touch and feel, and that's why it's called Tushia. Sha'olam mishuta saleim, because even though it's just words, the whole world, the foundation of the entire world, is built on the Torah. So that's the idea of Tushia. Amar ula machshava mo'elas afilu devrei Torah. A machshava that when a person's worried and he doesn't know where his food is going to come from, how he's going to make a living, that mo'elas means helps, but it means it has an impact even on his Divrei Torah. It's going to cause him to forget his Torah. He's not going to be able to learn properly because he's thinking about these things. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Iyov, Mefer machshavos harumim velo se'asani yadeyam tushia, that Hashem gives mizonos to a person, and through that he takes care of the machshavos where the person is going to be distracted to think about what he's going to eat, because those machshavos would not allow a person to learn Torah. Amar Rabba, imasuk u'mashma, but if a person is osik in Torah l'shma, Eina moeles, then even such machshavos are not going to impact his Torah. Shemar rabos machshavos b'levish v'atzas Hashem yisakum. That eitzah sheyesh b'dvar Hashem yisakum li'olam. That if a person is thinking about dvar Hashem, that's going to be there for him forever. Okay, now we had mentioned back in the Mishnah on Chav Dalet and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chavim and holds that mesachim b'kuvya and mafricha yonim are pasul le'edus only if they don't have a real job. But if they have another job, then they're not pasul le'edus. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, so Rabbi Yehuda had said that line. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Lazar, halach, Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that if they have another job, then they're going to be kasha le'edus. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Lazar, kulan tzrichin achrazim bezin. All the psule edus only become possible once Beis Din announces that they're possible edus. Beis Din needs to be machriz that they're possible edus in order that people should know to be careful not to use them as an aid. We don't want people using them on their shtaros and things like that. Roeb, when it comes to a shepherd, though, pligi bar ravacha v'ravina. That's a machlokas amoraim. Chad omar bayach raza, v'chad omar lo bayach raza. That one of them says, one of these amoraim says that a roa is pasul only if they were machriz, and the other one says you don't need to be machriz. It's understood that a roa is pasul. Well, bishlam the man yamal lo bayach raza anidam rav dam rav stam roa pasul. That's how we started today's daf. The rav dam rav said that a stam roa is pasul. What do you mean stam roa is pasul? That you don't need achraza. El man yamal bayach raza, but if hold that it needs achraza, my stam roa pasul. What do you mean when you say stam roa is pasul? If you need achraza in order to pasul them, stam roa is not pasul. You need to be machriz. Says word to bestam machrazinale. It means we don't need evidence in order to be machriz that he's pasul. As soon as we find out that he's a roa, so then we're machriz on him that he's pasul. Hayima tanu dav chasimale train gazlanin. There was a maisa where there was a shtar matana that two gazlanim were signed on the shtar matana. Savor of Papa Bar Shmuel. Achshura. Rav Papa Shmuel wanted to be machshir the shtar, even though the edim on it were gazlanim, to lo achrazin alayim, because they had not yet been machriz that they're pasul, and edim are not pasul without achraza. So Amar le Rava nihita bein achraza begazlan drabanan begazlan daraisa. Me bein achraza. Granted, if it were gazlan drabanan, you require achraza, but a gazlan daraisa, you require achraza. So. For sure, we could pasul these Eidei Shtar Matana even without any special achraza. Simin Davar va'arayos ganav. So now the Gemara brings other people that are also pasul le'edus. Amar Rav Nachman, ochlei davar acher. People who are mekabel tzedakah from goyim. That's what it means, ochlei davar acher. Oftentimes, davar acher means chazer. So pashtus is, you would think it means people who eat chazer, but Tosus points out from the context it seems not that way. Meaning, it wouldn't make a difference b'farhesi or b'tzina, because so it must be that we're talking about it's a euphemism for those who accept tzedakah from goyim. So psulim le'edus, people are ochli davar acher are pasul le'edus because they're mechalas Hashem by taking tzedakah from goyim, and so they're pasul le'edus. But hani mili b'farhesi, that's only if they take the money b'farhesi. Aval b'tzina lo, but if they take the money b'tzina, then they're not pasul le'edus. There's a lot of halachic literature on that. When are you and are you not allowed to take tzedakah from Goyim? If a non-Jew wants to dedicate a wing in a Jewish hospital, you have a lot of that in Eretz Yisrael, where you have a lot of Christians that want to give money to Israel. So what are they allowed to take? What are they not allowed to take? So that's a major discussion. But pashtus is any public acceptance of tzedakah from Goyim is not proper. And even b'farhesia, it's not always going to be improper unless the people who are accepting the tzedakah have what would be able to survive by taking b'tzina. But instead they're being mevazel themselves by taking b'faresia. But if they didn't have the ability to take a b'tzina, chiyusehu, then what do you want them to do? It's pikuach nefesh. So you don't want them to die rather than to take the tzedakah. So Rav Nachman, chashal arayos kashal le'edus. Rav Nachman said, if someone is chashal arayos, he's still kashal le'edus. Rav Sheshes, ani mari arbon b'kasve v'kasher, that how could it be that a person gets his chayiv 40 malkus and nevertheless he's still kashal le'edus? Eidos, of course he should be Pasul. So Amarava, Rav explains, Rav Nachman, granted he was Machshir, someone who's Chashal al Rayus, but Mod Rav Nachman in Eidos Isha Shu Pasul. When it comes to Eidos of a woman's marital status, he's going to be Pasul if he's Chashal al Rayus. He's considered Nogea Bedavar. So Amaravina Vitaim Rav Papa, Lo Amarna Lafuka, that's only if he's testifying that she's single. He's testifying to take her away from her husband, because obviously he has his eye on her. Avali Yula, but to testify that she's married, Leslan, but why would I not trust him if he's Chashal al Arayus? So says Mar Pshita, yeah, that makes sense. So that's obvious. So says Mar, no, it's not obvious. Mal Detema Ha Adifale Dechsev Maim Genuv Mimtaku. I might think that he prefers the woman to be married so that she'll then be the forbidden fruit, and that will satisfy his Yetzer Hara even more. So Kamashmalan, Dekaim Dekaim Ha Chishchichale. So Kamashmalan, that's not the way he thinks. That the way he really thinks is the more accessible she is to me, the more easily available she is to me, the happier I'm going to be. And that's why he's trusted to say that she's married. He's just not trusted to say that she's single. V'amar Rav Nachman, Ganav Nisan, someone who steals in Chodesh Nisan, which is the time of the harvest, V'ganav Tishrei, someone who steals at the time of the harvesting of grapes and the gathering in of the produce, Lo Shmei Ganav, he's not considered a Ganav to be Pasul LeEdos. So Ani Mili Barisa, what we're talking about over here is the guy who's a sharecropper in the field of a balabas, and because he's Marahetta for himself, to take a little bit more than he's actually entitled to. V'davar Muat, and assuming he takes just a davar muat, and it's something that the malacha is completed on, that a person is doing that, we assume that he doesn't think he's doing an avera, and that's part of the dinim of psule edus, that even if you're doing something that is terrible, but if a person doesn't think of it as an iser, then that's not considered psule edus. Ikrei Rav Zvid, the farmers of Rav Zvid, chadgan of kavod sari paslei, one of them stole a kav of saorim from Rav Zvid, and he pasled him ledus for chadgan of kiburudai. And one stole a cluster of dates, and Rav Zvid pasled him as well, because they don't get paid from the payros of the field. They get paid from the balabais. They get paid a salary, so they had no right to be moraheta for themselves for anything. Hanukvaroi, there was a story with people who buried people, to cover nafsha biyom tov rishon shel atzeres, that were burying someone on the first day of Shavuos. Shamtin Rav Papa, Rav Papa put them in cheirim, pasul leidos, and pasled them leidos. V'achsherinu Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yishua, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yishua kashered them. So I'm like, Rav Papa, v'arishayim ninu. Rav Papa said, the rishayim, how could you say the kashal leidos? So savri mitzvah kav, he says, no, in their mind they're doing a mitzvah. V'akamish shamtin lu, how could they think they're doing a mitzvah? We're putting them in cheirim. Doesn't that give them a clue that they're doing an aveira? So savri kapara kavdilan rabbanan. No, they're thinking that the rabbanan are making a kapara for us. So since they're making a kapara for us, since we did something that needed to be done and is the right thing to do, but sometimes things that are the right thing to do also have a little bit of an avera attached to it and therefore need a kapara, so they assume that that's what was going on over here. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the last word on the page at the two dots. Have a great day.